Now within the house, in the four directions, appear four lotus thrones. On the thrones, four Buddhas. In other words, there appears a mandala of four Buddhas. And Rujirakhetu himself occupies the center of the mandala. But he is not yet a Buddha. The names of some of these four Buddhas may be unfamiliar to you. Their names were subsequently standardized, as it were, in the Vajrayana. In the east appears Akshobhya. Well, we're familiar with that name. It means the unshakable, the imperturbable. In the south appears Ratnakuta. This means precious comet or precious streamer. Subsequently, it was standardized as Ratnasambhava, which means the jewel-born one. In the west, there's Amitayos, which means immeasurable life. Immeasurable life is, of course, a form of Amitabha, or immeasurable light. And finally, in the north, we have Dundubhishvara. Dundubhishvara means Lord of the Drum. And he was subsequently standardized, or his name was standardized, as Amoga City, the unobstructed success. Now this four Buddha mandala appears within the expanded house. In other words, what happens is that within the higher state of consciousness, the state of consciousness symbolized by the house, the expanded house, the house of burial, the house decorated with divine jewels, within the house, within the higher state of consciousness, there appears a still higher state of consciousness. Within the meditative state, there appears the state of contemplation. Within the dhyana or samadhi state, there appears wisdom. Within the context of what is technically called shamatha or calm, there appears vipassana or insight. Within the context of spiritual experience, there appears transcendental experience. In other words, experience directly connected with ultimate reality. Sparked off by his problem, Rushirakhetu has undergone a profound transformation indeed. And this transformation is, of course, an individual affair, an individual matter. It is Rujirakhetu's own life that is transformed, his own self, his own consciousness. But there is, of course, an objective counterpart to all this, corresponding to transformation of life, corresponding to transformation of self. There is transformation of world. And so we find the city of Rajagriha is filled with a great light. The whole universe is filled with a great light. The blind see, the deaf hear, and so on. In this chapter of the sutra, as in the next, we're concerned with the transformation of life, transformation of self. But here, in this passage, the sutra is anticipating the other aspect of transformation. In other words, transformation of world. This aspect, of course, as I explained last week, is covered by the chapters of the sutra in which various gods and goddesses come forward and promise to protect the sutra. We'll be dealing with all that later on in the series. Meanwhile, we're still concerned with Rujirakhetu. The four Buddhas of the mandala represent different aspects of the higher spiritual awareness, the higher transcendental awareness. And these four Buddhas speak to Rujirakhetu. They communicate with Rujirakhetu. Rujirakhetu becomes aware of them as they are aware of him. Something passes between them. Something of their awareness, as it were, impinges on him. he experiences, as it were, flashes of their awareness, and his problem is solved on this higher level. Now, there's much more that could be said about the meaning of this chapter, but it's time we passed on, because this chapter is, in any case, introductory to the one that follows, chapter 3.